Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11:45 is approaching. Our double play to come your way. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Beltway blitzing at noon on the Skins and the Nats. And then at 12:18 today, we'll get back into where the Redskins stadium is going to end up and what you make of Terry McAuliffe's comments that the Redskins should be coming to Virginia because Virginia's doing great.
Virginia's younger.
Casey Stern, MLB Network Radio, their afternoon drive host. You hear him for as many as 4 hours a day talking baseball. We love his opinions, not only on Major League Baseball, but on the Nats. Casey, it's trade deadline day. The Nationals have already added Sean Doolittle, Ryan Madsen, Howie Kendrick. Let's start with what you think about what they've done so far. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think they've added strength in numbers. I mean, none of those guys are, you know, Kendrick is a nice piece because I think even going back to when the Angels won 98 games a few years ago before they went in the pits. Let's not forget, this is a guy, even though he's not a cleanup bat, that was a cleanup hitter in a lineup with Mike Trout in it and was probably the only guy having good at-bats for them in the three games they got wiped off. He's a tough at-bat. He'll be a guy who I think could fit in wherever they need. And because he's got position versatility now, I think he helps. The other two, look, I don't think either of them answered the questions that I think still we all have. If the Nationals don't win a World Series and it has anything to do with the bullpen, I think it would be right for literally everybody within an earshot of this show right now to be thinking, what in the world were we doing in the offseason? What in the world were we doing waiting as long as we did? But I do think it certainly helped advance them, especially I think the way that Madsen has thrown here over the last few months. I still think they're looking for more, though, and I think that's where the Justin Wilson aspect of things comes into play. And everybody talks about Britain and the whole Madsen scenario and whether or not these two teams would deal. What people don't talk about enough is that we're not watching right now the Britain that we saw last year, which is why I think a lot of teams are fearful of overpaying. Meanwhile, you know, Justin Wilson would have been a guy that I think could have really kind of fit the bill as somebody who was riding a hot hand. But as he goes off the board, now you wonder kind of where do they go in relief? I still think they're an arm short. I think they'd like to add another number there to at least kind of have two or three shots at it. But I'm just not sure whether or not there's going to be that reliever for them to do it between now and 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Case, I had Wilson circled. That was the guy. You knew the Nats had been scouting him. I guess they didn't win the bidding there. Where can they go? I don't see that many options left, frankly.
Yeah, there's not. Look, Addison Reed goes off the board, right? He goes to Boston. I'll tell you one guy that I love, and I haven't heard them really in on him. It's been more of kind of a Dodgers at the forefront, but Brad Hand is a guy I would be looking at. You know, everybody talks about how to beat your team, and I go back to a few years ago. You remember 2010 when the Giants kind of snuck into the playoffs at the end of the season, ended up winning a World Series. Maybe the biggest move they made was getting Javier Lopez, and it specifically was for one team and two players. It was to get Chase Utley and Ryan Howard out if they faced the Phillies, who were the heavy favorites. It ends up playing out that way, and they go and win the World Series. Every team is trying to figure out, how do I go ahead and get out Harper and get out Murphy if I face your team? I want to beat them to the punch. I go out and I try and go add Brad Hand, who I think is the best guy in that class of player to go get. And then I go out and I turn about fair play. I go get your Rizzo. I go get your Cody Bellinger if I can face you. It's not a perfect scenario. I still don't know with any of those three guys they'd have the dominant closer you're looking for. But to me personally, even though I haven't heard the two mentioned as far as Hand with the Nationals yet, that's the guy I would focus on now with others off the board because I think he's a dual threat. One, you get him, and two, I think the Dodgers, if they get Hand and they're hot on him, the biggest reason by far of all would be specifically to face your baseball team.
70 strikeouts in 54 innings, an all-star with the Padres, a 2 ERA in 49 games for Brad Hand. This year was just 27 and in his prime. Casey Stern, MLB Network Radio, is with us on Grant and Danny. How about the rotation? Strasburg is supposedly going to be back, but you know how that goes. Roark has been a shell of himself this season. Gio Gonzalez is a top five ERA arm in the sport, but you have to imagine a regression's coming. They got Edwin Jackson and Eric Fetty starting games yesterday in a doubleheader. Is it want or need for a starting pitcher in a playoff series?
I think it's need. I mean, look, guys, you know, I'm greedy, and I go back to Wall Street. Greed is good. What are the Cubs proving? They're the team that's not only willing to do whatever it takes to win, but then they do more. Now they're checking in on Sonny Gray. They might have to trade a stadium to go get him. I don't know what they're even going to give, but the point is they don't give in. They still want to keep going. And when I look at the Red Sox with David Price, and I look at the Kershaw situation with the Dodgers, who I think should go all out to get Darvish, and I look at this situation, I'm not taking any chances. And to me, there's one name that screams Nationals, and that's Lance Lynn. This is a guy who you don't have to worry about money-wise beyond this year. Look, in the past, he had, with two different regimes, a team that really didn't want to make him a starter in the postseason. They put him in the bullpen. But this is a different guy now, and you ride a hot hand when you've got one. And to me, Lance Lynn is the safe pick. I mean, I hate to put it in these terms, but let's just make it so everybody understands. If you got the, you're at the college party at the frat house, and the sorority girls are all over, and there's the Kate Upton, and you're sitting there, I don't know if I have a chance at that, but I got this safe pick over here, and you go to the safe. That's Lance Lynn. Like, you know what you're getting with Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn is going to give you innings. He's going to keep you in a game. And I think when you've got Scherzer at the front end and Gio pitching the way he does, you don't need more than that. So in my opinion, that would be the guy, if I were the Nationals, I'd focus on. And I do think they do need to go out and get somebody.
At Casey Stern on Twitter, you got to give him a follow. MLB Network radio host, Afternoon Drive, here on us on the trade deadline day here with Grant and Danny. Casey, I think the way that the learners, and I think they're the wild card here with this whole thing. So just think of the deals that Mike Rizzo's pulled in the past. It's been for Papelbon because the Phillies were going to take the rest of his salary for that year, basically, almost paying him not to play for them. And he's kind of had to get creative there. Do you get the sense that now maybe this time they recognize, hey, the window isn't that wide open anymore? It's this year and next year with this current group, Bryce Harper and company. Do you get the sense that maybe there's been a sea change?
Well, look, I get the sense they know they're not good enough. I get the sense they're active, to be honest with you, not to go back to any of where we were. But I wanted to get that sense when they looked at the closer spot in the offseason. And I understand they went where they went after Kenley Jansen, but I just don't think it was that or bust. I think there were other places they could have gone, and they didn't. I don't like that. I don't like the way they handled it. Maybe they kind of realized the error in their ways, and they are where they are now. I just don't know necessarily that they need a big move. I think more the tweaking that they've done. But again, this goes back to making sure that you tie up any loose end you can. And it's why I make sure in the two things that we're talking about, I think both are priorities. Go get a starter. Now, look, maybe you can go get Irvin Santana or somebody else. It doesn't have to be Lance Lynn. They don't need Sonny Gray, even though it'll be great. They don't need to go ahead and rent Darvish. They don't need to go ahead and overpay and go take Verlander's money. They don't need any of that. They can go ahead with what you have at the front end and just go get a guy that you know is going to make you feel more comfortable. And in the back end of the bullpen, the problem is Rays are good or good enough, so Colome is not there. You know, I love the arm of Iglesias with the Reds. He's not going anywhere. You know, Melanson, bringing him back isn't even a possibility. There's no one out there. There's really no guy anymore. So I think you're kind of stuck, and I hate the word committee, trying to kind of figure things out. But if I could add a dominant left-hander who can absolutely just wipe out lefties, I think that's a big factor. And that's why, for me, Hand would be the number one guy I would go after.
And then you'd have that guy, let's say it's Hand, Doolittle, Solis if he's healthy and pitching well down the stretch, and Oliver Perez all to choose from against a team that's left-handed heavy. I'm with Casey Stern on this. I think quantity over quality at this point has kind of presented itself as the best option. Case, great info. We'll be listening. Deadline coverage today and beyond. Thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Casey.
Guys, always appreciate it. Always fun. Be well.
You bet. Casey Stern of MLB Network Radio. We also have him on to talk some hoops from time to time. He works for Turner Sports, TNT, and TBS, covering basketball. You see him nationally on television. Your double play is next. Every day at 11:45, what's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And then at noon, your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.